Sunny 101.9, it's Mark and Walt in the morning on this Tuesday morning. I'm Walt Lindelah, and as we continue on today, I'm joined in the studio now by Tina Morin, who is the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. It's Art Week in Marquette. It's already off to a start, pretty good start, but what's Art Week all about?
Art Week is a celebration of local arts and culture in all of its forms, poetry, dance, music, visual arts, all of it. And it's curated. It's created by the community for the community. It's really a kickoff to the summer season. And it's a showcase of all that Marquette has to offer.
Now, as I mentioned, it's already off to a start here for this week, but it goes for the rest of the week into this weekend. And I know there's a series of highlights I know you want to touch on. What are some of the big things that are in the works over the next few days for people to come and check out?
Yeah, so this year's Art Week is unique in that it takes place along the Hollygrove bike path, along our shoreline from the Carp River to Presque Isle. So today is all focused at South Beach and the mouth of the Carp River. So that's pretty exciting. And then, you know, for example, Wednesday is downtown, Thursday is Presque Isle, Friday is Matson Park, and Saturday is Lighthouse Park. And, you know, that's because we really want to kind of focus conversations and experiences all to be related to those particular sites.
And the theme this year was water, right?
Right. Theme is water. So everything that you'll see is inspired by water. Music selections, poetry, the history tours, everything. So, for example, today at South Beach, it starts off at noon with a conversation with Dr. Martin Reinhardt about the Anishinaabe villages that are in Marquette, especially the largest that was near the mouth of the Carp River. So that'll be a really interesting history presentation. And then we're also going to have poetry and music that evening on South Beach, and an indigenous music group playing at South Beach, which we've never had concerts at South Beach before. So that's really exciting.
But see, that's the spirit of Art Week, isn't it? Is to kind of do something a little bit different, because it's not the same thing every year. It continues to grow, but you're also looking at bringing, as you mentioned, there's an educational component as well beyond the performances, right?
Right. And this year is a little bit more unique. We want to keep going in this way with the theme of water and all of the things that, you know, water, we love looking at the lake. It's a part of our life. But we're also talking about the history. We're talking about preservation, conservation, issues that matter to us along the lake. So that's unique with this year, is there's a lot, the poetry speaks to conservation. Mm-hmm. We're having panel discussions at the ORDOC about water. So we're really using arts as a platform to talk about some wider issues.
Now, this goes on through the course of this week, and we're talking with Tina Morin, who is City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. Art Week is underway in Marquette. Where can people find a full listing of what's going to be happening?
The Office of Arts and Culture has its own website called Marquette Compass, www.mqtcompass.com, and you'll be able to see the brochures online, the full schedule. We'll keep you up to date with anything new that's happening, cancellations, rain dates, things like that. So really important to go online, and you can learn everything you need to know and more about arts there.
In the studio with Tina Morin, City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. We're talking about Art Week, which is underway this week in Marquette. Lots of things already have happened as the week is underway. Things scheduled today. And Tina, also, as we look ahead into later in the week, there's some special things coming up that I know you want to make sure people know about. Give me some of the highlights over the next few days.
Well, tomorrow, Wednesday, is all 3rd Street in downtown. You know, it's the UP Children's Museum. Paint the Town with Love. It's all about love. And also we have Art Stroll, which is touching on all of the studios and galleries, and then the farmer's market, the artisan market with live music. So that tomorrow night ends with Seth Bernard at the What Water Wants to Be at the ORDOC Brewing Company. And that's going to include a panel discussion about water. And again, at noon on Wednesday, we have a cultural conversation at Father Marquette Park. Mm-hmm. Every day we have a cultural conversation at noon at a different location that's history focused, but also talking about some of our ideas of stories that we want to tell along the lakeshore, and what do we want to see as far as interpretation and public art. So really important for people to get involved that way. Mm-hmm. Thursday is really cool because it's Presque Isle, and Presque Isle is gorgeous. So we have Superior String Alliance playing. We have vocalists from the Marquette Senior High School Choir doing a concert at Black Rocks Cove. That's directed by Grizulis, Mrs. Grizulis, and then that closes with City Band. Also, we have Ephemeral Art by the Superior Watershed Partnership on the beach there with Madeline Goodman. So some really interesting experiences on Thursday. And then, of course, Friday, Midsummer, and Saturday is the big finale at Lighthouse Park with dance, full-length concert with Michael Waite and friends, sandcastle building, which is really unique, and a plein air painting festival. Kind of really creative collaborations.
It's Art Week. It's going on right now in the city of Marquette through this weekend. Tina Morin with me this morning, City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. Before we cut you loose today to get back at it, where can people find the full listing? I know you're online. We'll give them that address, but should they be looking? You have these books out and about around the community as well, right?
Yeah, we have these beautiful books with articles and information. They're all around downtown or at the Peter White Public Library or City Hall. You can also find them online at www.mqtcompass.com. Everything's there. This is not to miss. It's family friendly. It's free. It's all along the lakeshore. Take your bike, walk. You don't have to drive a car for this if you're local. We really encourage walking and get out there and experience.
Tina Morin, City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager, talking about Art Week underway this week in Marquette. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Walt.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up all the information so you can see the full schedule for Art Week going on this week in the city of Marquette.